Moncrief on News Talk.
So the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, has said that he wants to stop working at 6pm every Friday if he becomes Prime Minister, which he almost certainly will. Here's his reasoning as to why.
We've had a strategy in place, we'll try and keep to it, which is to carve out really protected time for the kids. So on a Friday, I've been doing this for years, I will not do a work-related thing after 6 o'clock, pretty well come what may. Yeah. Now, there are a few exceptions, but that's what we do. My son goes kickboxing, so I often take him there, and my daughter goes swimming and cheerleading now. I've been to see her in cheerleading competitions.
So you're going to ring fence that.
So we're going to and I want to. One, because I'm a dad and I love them. They're my pride and joy, and I don't want to lose that time. Two, I don't believe in the theory that you're a better decision maker if you don't allow yourself the space to be a dad and to have fun for your kids. Actually, it helps me. It takes me away from the pressure. It relaxes me. And I think actually, you know, not only is it what I want to do as a dad, it is better.
Pat Rabbit, the former Labour Party leader in Thánaiste, is with us. Pat, either he has no understanding of the difference between leader of the opposition and prime minister, or he's setting some kind of putting a shot across media's bows or something very subtle that we're not understanding. Which is it?
Well, it's a noble aspiration. But I doubt that he's so naive as that he believes that it's capable of implementation. I mean, being a member of Parliament is one thing, or being a TD in Dáil Éireann is one thing. But being a minister is an entirely different matter. And when it comes to being Prime Minister of a large country, the notion that he can go kickboxing or on the sidelines to watch a soccer match or whatever, or have a fixed time on Friday evening for knocking off, I'm afraid he's in for a hell of a shock.
Now, presumably it is possible to carve out time to be with your family. It's just not possible to define when that time is going to be.
Exactly. You can't do it in a structured way. Of course, the opportunities will occasionally present and so on to realise his aspiration. But in terms of building it into your diary, politics is not like that. And the people are merciless. They don't wonder at the notion that politicians are working at the weekend. They don't wonder that there are significant international conferences at the weekend. They don't wonder that the G7 goes on over the weekend. They don't wonder about the minister or the prime minister being in some part of the world at the weekend. So all of that is without coming to what Harold Macmillan referred to as events, dear boy, events. There are always events in politics, and they're very rarely of the kind that would enable you to go home and put the slippers on.
Now, is there any possibility that we may be in an utterly new era of politics, where if you look at Donald Trump as case in point, we didn't used to think that you could golf 100 days out of the year, whatever he achieved when you're a sitting president. We didn't used to think that you could base yourself in your holiday home outside the White House when you were a president. But he ran a coach and four through all of those norms. Is there any chance Keir Starmer is looking at that saying, if he was able to achieve all of that upheaval, surely I can get a Friday evening?
Donald Trump, I'm afraid, is a model for nobody, unless head of a mafia family or whatever. But he's certainly no model for a democratic politician. The system in the United States, apparently, was able to continue to function after a fashion while Trump was derelict in his attention to duty and so on. And I think there must be millions of people fearing now that if he's returned to the White House, that he will continue to play golf, because otherwise it could be a very serious matter, not just for the United States, but for democracy generally. So, no, I'm afraid Keir Starmer would be the last kind of person to follow the example of Donald Trump. It doesn't work in democratic society. People expect for the duration of the time that you are there, that you are always on call. Social media has made it even more difficult and demanding, and the media have expectations as well that are now normalised as part of the political calendar.
Two final things before I let you go, Pat. I have to get your overall view on the UK elections and where they are all at. Do you think we're going to see a series of records being broken and set in terms of the swing?
No, I don't think so. I think it will be somewhat less than the 20 points that has more or less separated them since the beginning of the campaign. I think it will turn out to be somewhat less than that. I think the number of votes that Reform take away from the Tories may be less than that. I mean, if Reform were to perform quite well, it would mean an additional 20-odd seats for Labour. But I think Farage is being seen through in recent days, and I think maybe the amount of votes that he takes from the Tory right may not be as large as that. So, yes, he will have a whopping working majority, maybe of as much as up to 150 seats. But I don't think it will necessarily out-Blair Blair in terms of the national vote.
And then last thing close to home, the last time I spoke to you, you had talked about whether or not the possibility, whether I think you had said that at some point the Soc Dems and the Labour Party coming into very tight alignment had to be on the cards. Do you think the departure of Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shortall will catalyse that?
Well, I argued for was that it would make sense for there to be constructive cooperation between parties of the centre-left. And in that I include the Green Party. I'm not suggesting any kind of formal alignment. I'm suggesting that in terms of leverage for serving in government, that a constructive alliance of similarly minded politicians makes sense, especially in the hugely fragmented circumstances in which we now find ourselves. And I think as time evolves, I'm afraid not in advance of this general election, but as time evolves, I think that kind of thinking will evolve with it.
Pat, I'm very conscious, nearly 6 o'clock, so I'm sure you want to knock off at this stage. Pat Rabbit, thank you very much for joining us. That is Pat Rabbit, the former Labour Party leader.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.